AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Israeli military says the Red Cross is transferring to its custody four coffins with the remains of more deceased hostages from Gaza. Sam Mednick reports from Tel Aviv that's become an issue after an Israeli military agency said it would halve the number of trucks allowed to bring humanitarian aid into Gaza.
As part of this ceasefire deal, all of the bodies of the hostages are meant to be returned from Gaza. When it went into effect, there were 28 bodies, and so far only a few have been released. The families of the hostages and the hostage forum that supports them is demanding that all of the bodies come out. Now, meanwhile, the 20 last living hostages in Gaza, they have been returned to their families. They're in hospitals in Israel. They've been reunited, and they are starting on the process to recovery. There have also been about 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. They were released. They've been returned to the West Bank, East Jerusalem, as well as Gaza.
President Trump says the military struck another boat accused of carrying drugs in the waters off Venezuela, killing six this time. And Ed Donahue reports the president's weighing in on behalf of a political ally in Argentina.
The president met at the White House with Argentina's president, Javier Milei.
He's MAGA all the way. It's make Argentina great again.
Argentina is set to hold midterm elections for its legislative body later this month.
I'm with this man because his philosophy is correct. And he may win and he may not win, but I think he's going to win. And if he wins, we're staying with him. And if he doesn't win, we're gone.
He says it would be a waste of time to support Milei's opponent, who he described as extremely far left. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer notes the timing of this meeting.
As we speak, the administration is approving $20 billion in taxpayer dollars to bail out Argentina in the middle of a shutdown.
Milei is hoping to hold off what many economists see as an inescapable currency devaluation until after the midterm elections. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks wound up mixed on Wall Street as trade tensions continued to simmer between Washington and Beijing. The S&P 500 gave up an afternoon gain and closed 0.2% lower, weighed down by drops in several tech heavyweights, including Nvidia and Broadcom, even as most stocks rose. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 202 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 0.8%. China says it's banning dealings by Chinese companies with five subsidiaries of South Korean shipbuilder Hanwha Ocean. China's move came off as a swipe at President Trump's efforts to rebuild the industry in America. Seth Sutel, New York.
A profitable quarter for big banks. Earnings reports from JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and Goldman Sachs show significant increases. Still, executives express caution about market conditions and potentially overinflated asset prices. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.